Hi, everyone. I am Jake DeLorco, Dean of Enrollment at the Loomis Chafee School.
And I'm Liz Stewart, Senior Associate Director of Admission.
And welcome to Pelicans in a Pod, where we talk about all things Loomis. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Pelicans in a Pod. I'm here again with my co-host, Liz Stewart. Liz.
Jake.
How are we doing?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I'm doing even better because we have a very special guest here today, Miss Ira Sharma, who is the chair of our Modern and Classical Languages Department, to talk to us a little bit about our foreign language program and all the wonderful things that kids can take part in at Loomis. Ira, welcome.
Hola, hola. Buenos dias. Hello, hello. Good morning, my friends. Hi, Jake. Hi, Liz. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Ira.
How are you?
Ira, we're going to start, I guess, with a simple question in terms of modern and classical languages here at Loomis. Could you just give us a rundown of some of the programs that we offer? I know we offer some languages that not every high school does, and I think we have a really robust number of offerings. So could you start there, just telling us a little bit about that?
Definitely, Jake. So we do have a nice number of languages that we offer here. We offer Spanish, we offer French, we offer Latin, Chinese, and Arabic. And in all of these, we offer levels 1 and up to 7 sometimes, levels 1 through 7. So we do have a very robust and a great modern and classical languages department.
Yeah, one of the questions I think we get often is for especially some students that come in that are very talented in foreign language, if they're going to run out of courses to take. My sense is that all students have enough courses to take them through graduation, regardless of the level they're coming in at.
Yeah, exactly. So we, you know, our goal is to make sure we can offer where the students are at, where they come, how they join us. And if they want to continue moving forward and moving up in the language or taking a second language, we will offer that for them. Like I said before, we can go up to the seventh year level in some courses. We also have other opportunities for students who have kind of not placed out, but gotten to some of the highest levels where they can be a possible teaching assistant in the classroom and other
really
things
cool.
like that. So we have lots of opportunities for our high flyers who take a modern or classical language.
And obviously not everybody may feel that they have a natural affinity for language, but it's important, I think, for kids, anybody really, to try and learn something in the language fields. But what for a student that may not say, I just want to do like, what is required of me? What are the graduation requirements for kids that might not get to that seventh level, but may just work hard to get through level 3?
Yes. So we do have a graduation requirement here at Loomis for our modern classical languages department. And you have to get up through the third year level in one language. So what does that mean for every student? It's different. If you're a new student enrolling at Loomis, you would take a placement test if you want to continue the language you've currently studied. And then we would place you appropriately, whether that's in the first year level, the second year level, the third year level, or even maybe the fourth year level when you begin your career here at Loomis. If you want to take a brand new language, which is amazing as well, there's no placement test. We'll just put you in the beginning level. But you need to get through the third year level. Obviously, we would love for you to continue and not stop at the third year level. And I think once you join our department, you're going to want to keep taking the language. So, but that's the requirement right now.
That's great. Could you talk a little bit about what's the structure of a class look like?
So we really want our students to develop proficiency in the target language, and that doesn't mean just learning grammar and vocabulary. So at each level, students will build at their speaking, listening, reading, and writing to make sure they hit those proficiency levels. We have proficiency levels for every level. So
oh, great.
We know, yes. So, and they continue to grow and build on all of those skills. We want to make sure they can communicate effectively in real world situations. We want to make sure they can understand and respect cultural perspectives. And we want to make sure they can use the language as a tool for communication globally. So those are some of the things that we do within the classroom at different levels for each proficiency as they continue to grow. But it's, you know, it's, they start with a base of something and then they continue to move forward and to build upon what they're learning every year.
When thinking globally, do our students have an opportunity to take advantage of traveling and put that language to use throughout the course of their career here?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, we try to do as much as we can in the classroom with the schedule that we have. We try to make our classroom a immersion opportunity for the students every time they're in there. But we would love for our students to get the experience, the opportunity to travel outside and use the language. So we partner with the Alvord Center for some of the trips, whether they're in March or in the summer. Last year, I was lucky to take a trip to Spain in March with 14 students, language-based. So we use a lot of Spanish. We were in the south of Spain. This summer, they'll be traveling to France with a group of students. So there are opportunities. Loomis Chafee also has a great history with the school year abroad. And students are able to enroll in that program and either stay for half a year or a full year. And the academic office, along with their advisors, will help make that work out for them. So we definitely encourage all of our students to take some time and live the language. We have a handful that go every year who just really enjoy it and come back with, you know, that's such a fulfilling opportunity, not only with language learning, but they learn about themselves. They learn about independence, other cultures. Like I talked about that cross-cultural competency as well. So yeah, we do. We're very lucky for students who are able to go abroad and SYA and do that.
One of our former students went to China for a semester, and before that semester was even over, she decided to stay the extra semester and do the whole year. It was just that profound of an experience being that, you know, she was in China. It was so, so impactful. And so she came back certainly far more confident as a speaker of Mandarin, but also just the people that she met, and she returned senior year just feeling like it was the right decision for her. So sometimes they change their mind even halfway through the year, which is pretty neat.
And I love when they come back, they offer the classroom, the other students in the classroom, this kind of additional knowledge, and they support their peers within the classroom. And they just, it's just really nice to have them kind of use that experience they had when they're abroad in the classroom here back at school. So what they bring back with them is so valuable, not only for themselves, but for the others around them.
How do we help support students that may be fluent in another language already? I mean, we have many students from across the world here that speak multiple languages. Do you feel like we're able to support those students who might be fluent in a language already?
Definitely. You know, it's all student choice. So it depends on what they want to take. Last year, I had a student who was from Mexico, was fluent in Spanish, but decided to take college level Spanish 4 and did an exceptional job in that course and learned. He really did. He came in with a different background than the other students within the classroom, but he was able to excel. So either you can take a new course, or as a heritage or native speaker, you can take that same language as well, and we will continue to support you. Our teachers within the department are able to provide the resources and are able to teach students who have a background in that particular language but want to continue the more formal study of that language. So yeah, we definitely can do that as well, which is fantastic.
Can you give us a couple of examples, Ira, of the higher level courses that are juniors and seniors elect to take? Because I think there's some pretty neat ones that are term-based, so you can take a variety of them over the course of a year. And so I'd love to hear a little bit about what kids are picking.
Fantastic. Yeah. So for example, here's a list of a few I can share with you. In Chinese CL5 right now, you can take modern China through literature. For French, we have global challenges in the Francophone world. Spanish, you can do Spanish cinema. That's a Spanish cinema course throughout for one term. Latin, there's Roman satire. And Arabic 5, you can explore historical and contemporary issues in the Arabic-speaking world. So, I mean, there's so much that's offered out there, so interesting. So as students continue to move forward and go higher in the levels, it's just really a great opportunity for them to learn more about that culture, that language.
And I feel like it's another example of how Loomis really tries to meet students where they're at. And we obviously place value in every student learning a language to a certain level. But for the folks that are really passionate about it and want to keep learning, it's awesome that we have these great opportunities for them. I have sort of a big picture question for you, Ira, which is, as you think about what the benefits of learning a foreign language for our students are, could you just touch on why as a school we feel it's important to learn a foreign language?
Yeah, definitely. So whenever I think a lot of the teachers within our department create a course and move forward with the course, we connect our curriculum to our mission, Loomis's mission, as well as our new values, which we are incorporating within what we do in the classroom too. So we always are trying to develop, you know, communication skills for our students so they can communicate meaningfully. Like I said before, we want them to have a cultural awareness. Like I said, you sit in the classroom, it's not just vocabulary and grammar. You want them to learn more. You want them to learn about themselves. You want them to learn about others. That's so important. We want them to cultivate empathy for others. You know, if you're teaching Spanish, it's not a monolith. There's multiple types of Spanish, multiple countries, Spanish-speaking countries, the same in France. So we make sure we are able to incorporate all of the different cultures and backgrounds of peoples all over the world. And of course, we want to cultivate their critical thinking skills, problem-solving skills, and their perseverance. So it's not only studying the language, it's those other really important skills that I think Loomis does really well to make sure our students are prepared for life after Loomis. And language classes really kind of just are able to do that.
I'm sure this may be anecdotal, but do you have a rough sense of how many of our students continue their pursuit of language after they leave here? You don't have to like, not a number, but they come back being like, oh, it's going
in multiple.
College level Spanish is so much different than being in your class. It's easier.
Yeah. We do get a lot of that.
It's so much easier than your class.
Or I even think of the student that finds themselves abroad junior year of college in Spain or France,
right, exactly.
And is then using those skills.
So
there.
We do. We often get emails or during reunion weekend where students just reach out to their language teachers and say, guess what, Ms. Sharma? You know, I spent my junior year in Sevilla, Spain, or I was in Costa Rica and it was so amazing. And I remember we read this book. And then when I was in Costa Rica, I really saw this. So to making those comparisons are wonderful, but yes, we do have many students who continue to study language after their time at Loomis and use their language when they're in the working field, when they're out there, whatever profession they have.
Not to highlight some of our individual programs, but I know our Arabic program is somewhat unique in that not every high school offers Arabic. Could you just touch a little bit upon that program and some of the benefits of the Arabic program?
Yeah, that's wonderful. You're right, Jake, that we're very lucky to be able to offer right now an Arabic language course. So it's not just culture, it's the language as well. And we have classes up through the fifth or sixth year level, depending on where students go. And it is a wonderful opportunity for our students here. We have faculty who are dedicated to teaching the language and the culture and to make sure that, you know, today it's really important that students understand that part of the world and understand what is going on. And that is, you know, it's just a great opportunity for Loomis to be able to do that. And we partner with other, with a school in Jordan as well. If students want to take some time and spend some time in Jordan at King's Academy and study Arabic. So we have lots of opportunities for our kids in the Arabic program.
And I believe we had one student who I think did a full year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
King's Academy.
Came back and has been nonstop talking about it. So yes. It's been actually really nice.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you for highlighting that program there. Big program.
Good for ambassador for it, for sure. What made you become a teacher, Ira, in the language of Spanish?
I love that question. My goodness.
Do we have enough time for this answer?
You know, I became a Spanish teacher. So I traveled to Spain my junior year abroad in college, and I'm half Puerto Rican, wanted to learn the language, and because I didn't learn it growing up, and I went to Spain, learned the language, fell in love with the language and the culture. And after college, I was like, I want to do what I love. And I got a job at an independent school teaching Spanish. Never, ever thought I wanted to be a teacher or I would be a teacher. And I remember my first day in the classroom. Like, it brings tears to my eyes how emotional like I get thinking about how that was my craft. I walked in and I knew that's what I wanted to do. And every day I am reminded by my students why I do what I do. And so, yeah, that's why I just absolutely love teaching a language.
I love, that's a great answer. I also think everyone listening, like, follow your passion.
Follow
like,
your passion.
You do what you love.
Do what you yeah, love. Absolutely. Do what you love. Yeah.
If you could leave the audience with one thing that you want them to know about the study of languages at Loomis, is there one thing? Maybe there's never one thing.
How can there be one thing? Learning about other cultures, other peoples, other places, and their language, their food, all the things. It can't just be one thing. But I do have one favorite thing, and it's the teachers in our department. I have not mentioned the teachers in our department because I think all of them feel the same way I do in the classroom when they step foot in that classroom. They love what they do. They bring 150% every day to their craft. We're continuing to kind of build upon what we've done in the past and then using new technologies, which I wish I had time for to explain here, all the new things we're doing right now with our curriculum. But our teachers, if you were to join us here, and hopefully you do join us here at Loomis, you will see that we have a department full of amazing educators who are wonderful at their craft and love what they do.
Love that. Love that. We end every episode, Ira, with what we call a speed round. So Liz and I are going to ask a few very basic questions.
You didn't give me a heads up about this.
We don't do that.
Dios
mío, en español?
If you prefer.
Yes.
You can.
So there's no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
This is just really a chance for the audience to get to know you a little bit better.
Why are you sweating, Ira?
You can tell when I'm nervous I speak Spanish.
But we will just, it's sort of a word association. So we'll just give you a question and we just want you, the first thing that comes to mind.
Solo uno, word. I don't know. What's that in Spanish?
One word or, but no elaboration on, on why you chose
that's
what you
my,
did.
That's my gift.
This is why I like Ira. Not short on words. Just
so the first speed round question, Ira.
Favorite country you have been to?
Oh, geez. Spain, hands down.
Spain, hands down. Okay.
Favorite city in Spain?
Madrid.
Favorite food in Madrid?
Oof. Rape, which is a type of fish, at El Pimiento Verde, which is my favorite restaurant in Madrid, with a glass of Rioja.
One language you wish you knew that you don't.
Ooh.
Yet.
La, la, la. Hindi. I'm half Indian.
Love that. One word to describe Loomis.
Fulfilling.
What about in Spanish?
Me llena de amor.
You are the best.
Thank you, Ira.
Thank you, amiguitos.
Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.